Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. A day after President Trump threatened his political future for voting against the big, beautiful budget bill, North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis says he won't run for another Senate term next year. Here's correspondent Nicole Killian.
Senator Tillis has been warning his colleagues repeatedly about moving forward with some of these proposed Medicaid cuts, but many of the things that he objects to remain in this package, which is why he has said that he cannot vote for it.
In a series of social media posts, Trump threatened to support Tillis' primary opponent, University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sabato.
Tillis has had it. This has happened before. You either agree with Trump and go along with what he wants, and you do so enthusiastically, or you become the enemy.
As for the bill itself, the Senate has started to debate after clerks finished reading the 940-page bill. That took just under 16 hours. Majority Leader John Thune.
I would like to start by just taking a moment to thank the clerks who stayed up all night reading the amendment and getting us this point.
The Senate could vote tomorrow. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul tells CBS's Face the Nation he's ready to vote for the bill when it goes back to the House.
What I'm voting for is a border security measure, $80 billion, $12 billion to reimburse states like mine. I'm voting for $150 billion that will go to our Department of Defense and then the tax cut. For those three reasons, I'm a yes.
President Trump says he doesn't think he'll need to extend the tariff pauses, but he also says he won't be able to personally negotiate with all of the U.S.'s trading partners.
Send him a letter, a very fair letter, saying, congratulations, we're going to allow you to trade in the United States of America. You're going to pay a 25% tariff or 20% or 40 or 50%.
Trump appearing on Fox News Futures and on the same broadcast, he still claims that U.S. bombers obliterated Iran's nuclear program last week, although many experts disagree with the assessment and say the jury is still out. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says the U.S. airstrikes did cause severe damage, but did not completely end Iran's nuclear ambitions.
The knowledge is there. The industrial capacity is there.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Rafael Grossi also says diplomacy is the only true way to end the conflict.
We are not going to solve this in a definitive way militarily.
Adding diplomacy plus an inspection system in the future will reassure the entire world about the end of the nuclear threat. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. A Wisconsin researcher wants you to think about your water utility.
Although drinking water is essential, most citizens and elected officials don't think about these systems until something goes terribly wrong.
That's Manny Teodoro, an expert on water infrastructure and a professor at UW-Madison. He leads the Wisconsin Water Works Excellence Project. The goal? Highlight where Wisconsin's 572 water utilities are outperforming and where they're struggling.
People can't see leaky water pipes. People can't see treatment plants that are on the verge of disaster.
He's issued report cards, which grade utilities on water quality, operations, infrastructure, and finances. Teodoro says he's a tough grader, but still 92% of utilities across Wisconsin have gotten an A for water quality. Cities like Neenah, West Dallas, and La Crosse earned strong marks overall, but still struggle with aging systems.
These three cities are examples of professional, well-managed utilities that are frankly performing heroically with very, very old infrastructure.
The project uses data already collected by the state's Public Service Commission and the Department of Natural Resources. Teodoro says he'll release report cards every 2 years and eventually add metrics for how water tastes, smells, and looks. Some utilities already shine in that area. Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale.
Attendees of the American Water Works Association conference sampled waters from across the country and voted on the People's Choice tap water taste test. Appleton came in second, right behind Denver and above Bloomington, Minnesota. In a Facebook post, the city of Appleton congratulated its water team, saying, quote, "Your commitment flows through every drop."
Find your utilities grades by searching for the Wisconsin Water Works Excellence Project. For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms with a low around 65. For Monday, partly sunny, highs near 80, an afternoon storm possible. Clearing out Monday night with a low around 60 degrees. Sunny and breezy for Tuesday, highs near 80, 82 Wednesday.
It's 73 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Take a look back at the weekend headlines with Pat Kreitlow, Trygve Olsen, and State Senator Kelda Royce on what's happening in the Joint Finance Committee. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Sitting across from me is the extravagant, the crazy, the run around the state, stick her hand under things, climb rocks, jump out of airplanes.
All at
the
once.
The diva
and
of the outdoors.
Sticky rice.
Danielle Fairman is here. And
hi.
Chef extraordinaire, award-winning French culinarian, the chefferie of the show, Ellie Lawton, is here to talk food this week, like we talk every week. Raised in Wisco is your place to learn about the great outdoors of Wisconsin, how to take those outdoors and put them indoors at your dinner table.
And bring them inside.
How to enjoy everything that Wisconsin has to offer, from camping, fishing, hunting, hiking, rock climbing, sideways bananaing, snowmobiling, foraging. What am I missing?
Horseback riding.
Horseback
gardening.
Riding. This type of year, I'm not going to lie to you. This type of year is tough for me.
It's tough for me, too.
It's tough for me only in as much as you get 85 to 95 degree days every day, which is tough on a person to begin with. That's,
yes,
that's rough on a person.
Yeah.
Then if you got, you know, you work in the outdoors, mm-hmm, you know, if, you know, Danielle, you're working with heavy equipment every day. That's got to be hot and sweaty and tough.
Oh, yeah. Not just in equipment, too. I get out in labor and,
yeah,
shovel a lot, rake,
yeah,
everything. Like,
that's tough.
Not just sitting in an AC cab. Not all cabs are AC. So
no, there's no doubt about it. This is a tough time of year for me, though, because, yes, you know, we're kind of in the doldrum where the fishing has kind of slowed down a little bit as well. You've got, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of fish to catch. And the fun part about this hot time of the year is that that's when the largemouth bass start coming to the surface for plugs and poppers, and you can drag stuff across the top, and that's when they'll surface in these warmer days. But the bugs are out, the mosquitoes are out in full force.
Oh, yes.
I have the mosquitoes are insane.
I've been hunting them.
The ticks are still going.
Yeah. With my shotgun.
Have you even shot? What are you using? Like number 742 shot?
Yeah.
Each pellet's the size of a grain of salt.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder, I'll bet you somewhere in the world there is a contest, like a shotgun mosquito shooting contest.
I don't think so.
Flies, maybe?
I feel like people might have better things to do.
Those bug assaults.
I have a salt gun for flies. They're awesome.
Oh, you knew exactly what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. They're called assault guns. Assault rifle.
Yeah,
you put salt in them and shoot the flies around your house.
So, Danielle, that's what he does with his days now because he can't hunt.
That sounds very exciting.
Well, it is strange to not be able to hunt for me. That's a bizarre thing. But that's why I've always, in years past, had a trip to usually south of the equator. If you have a trip south of the equator, it's their winter when it's our summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Argentina or South Africa or anywhere south of the equator, it's their winter. So in our summer, it's a perfect time to go hunt south of the equator. And you can do that New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, Argentina. Actually, Argentina's got some really reasonable trips, all-inclusive trips.
It sounds like Joel's taking us on a summer hunt trip.
Yeah.
I mean, are you picking up what he's putting down?
I'm thinking of nice cool days. I'm totally in for that.
Jacob is the man in the fishbowl running the joint, and we have the pleasure of hanging out with him in Racine at WAUK Studios. Now, you're hearing us throughout the state of Wisconsin on every
CV
media station.
Ooh, sous vide.
On every
sous vide
media station, every Civic media station throughout the state is playing Raised in Wisco for you Saturdays at 11 o'clock. And if you listen to the show, love having you back. Want to make you laugh, want to make you think, want to make you understand how to use the outdoors of Wisconsin and eat, because that's part of every week. But if you're brand new to the show, you will quickly learn, as we hope you are a repeat listener, that we do a weekly Wisco, and a weekly Wisco is something fun or enjoyable we did in the outdoors of Wisconsin. Now, there are no rules for it because some of our weekly Wiscos have been indoor activities.
They have.
Yeah.
But
like that one time I did laundry.
Laundry was your weekly Wisco? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I organized my hunting clothes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I guess that counts. So let's start things off, Danielle Fairman. What have you got for your weekly Wisco?
My weekly Wisco has to do with the water because it has been extremely hot.
Mm-hmm.
So if everybody knows Onyx app, yeah. on and then letter X.
So, let me explain what that is for those who don't know. You can buy an app for your phone and you pay them a yearly charge. Mm-hmm. And wherever you are, it will send a GPS signal and it will put it on a map and tell you who the owners of the home are, which is all public record.
And the property line.
I don't want it to sound like Danielle is a stalker. Now, listen, if you call me offline, I will explain why she's actually a stalker. But on the air.
Because you have a dog, most likely.
Yeah. If you have a dog, she knows where you live.
Yep. I know their name. I know the allergies.
You're all marked off on her Onyx.
So I just wanted people to understand what Onyx is before you explain it. So Onyx is this tool you buy as a hunter. If you want to ask permission on private properties, you get to know who the person is and where they live.
Yep. And it's a tax address. It's not always their house address.
That drives me nuts.
It does drive me nuts. But, or, hey, I live in Texas. Good for you. That does not help me. But where I'm going with this is that Onyx came out with Onyx Fishing. Now, it's only available for Michigan, Illinois right now, and Wisconsin, and I believe part of Minnesota.
Okay, what the heck? Nobody owns water.
But nobody owns water, but this tells you who lives in the water. There we go. I like that one. Who lives in the water? Yeah, all the fish. What type of fish?
The species of fish.
Yeah, that's so it tells you when the last time it was shocked, what the abundance was. So you can go on there, and it's part of, it's not free. It's part of your yearly subscription with Onyx.
So can you get Onyx Fishing if you have Onyx Maps?
You cannot. So for us Android users, meaning just me in this room.
All four of you in the state.
Yes. Yeah. You have to do it online. You have to go through Chrome and look it up.
Okay.
But it has it for iPhone users. You can download the app for it. Okay. But it has to verify that you live in one of those four states that they have it in right now. And they're going to try to expand it. But Wisconsin was actually the first state they had it in.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I like it.
I love it. Are you kidding me? I'm trying a whole bunch of new lakes that I never would think to go try. I want to go for walleye. I want to go for crappie. I want to go
just
for
tells
musky.
You which lakes.
Yeah, well, you have to like search, do your own searches. So you have to select the lake. And of course, there's some private lakes that do not have information.
Right.
But lakes around me that I have looked up their abundance of bass, or they have a low abundance, or there was less stocked.
Did you come across any that had clayfish?
Oh, God.
I can't help it. Jacob, that's dad joke number one of the show. Sorry. Yeah, that's a pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
So I tried two new lakes this weekend.
Well, that's a hell of a weekly Wisco, I'd
say. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Aquatic adventures for Danielle Fairman.
Yes, I'm a sideways banana. And then Luke, Josh's youngest, this little bugger, he decided to do a nice heavy cast into some grass. And instead of holding on to it, he let go of the reel.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
It happens to all of us at some point.
Get in that water. Find my rod.
He
went in. He dove a couple times, but we were in like 20 feet of water.
Oh,
I was.
I wasn't.
I was fishing in Vero Beach one year, and I was in jeans and a cowboy boots, cowboy hat too, probably. And I had my rod stuck in the sand with some shrimp on it, or you know, creel bait or whatever. And all of a sudden, I looked down, and the rod popped out of the hole and started racing to the ocean. And I took off after it in my cowboy boots, right into the water, up to my neck, trying to catch that stupid rod, and it was gone.
No
and
way.
So was the world record grouper that was on the other end of it.
Yes, it was a world record grouper.
It very well could have been.
We never know. We'll never know.
Ellie Lawton, do you have a weekly Wisco?
Mine's also an aquatic adventure.
Ooh, let's hear it.
I didn't have to look up any lakes or anything. I went to the beautiful Rushing Waters property and went and caught some trout.
Ooh.
Yeah, Joel, I don't know if that was going to be yours or not.
Well, it was going to.
Oh, did you guys do that together?
Megan Salazar and Ellie Lawton and I went to do, we were going to do a cooking segment for the Provider Podcasts for the Fowl Life. And we thought, how would it be fun to catch some trout?
Yeah.
So we went water to table. Yes, we did. But I'm going to piggyback on that because Megan, I got a shout out to Megan Salazar. She was a fish catching fool at this.
Yeah.
They set themselves up down there. I walked down, and already one of the two of them had broken their rod or broken a line or something.
I think Megan and I had to retie hooks like three times.
And I want to be clear, but this was the day that it was 172 degrees Kelvin out.
It was so hot.
And so I grabbed the rod. I said, I'll walk it back. And the little, 2/10 of a mile walk back to the shop felt like it was 4 miles.
Oh, yes.
Uphill both ways in my bare feet. And I get up there. And then when I come back, we had all agreed we were going to each catch a trout, you know, because
yeah,
it's
one
trout, because it's a fish farm, right? I mean, you pay for what you catch per pound. And by the way, what a great Peter Butler hosted us there. Get to Russian Waters. The place is beautiful. He's great. Fantastic. Very accommodating. You will catch fish if you're new to the sport. Go do it. It was fantastic. I come back and I look in the bucket and Megan's got like 12 fish in it already.
No.
And Ellie's got like 7 fish in it. And I said, I don't need to catch a fish. You guys got like $742 worth of fish in there already.
Well, I had gotten 2 and I'm like, listen, I'm already 1 over. I'm good. And Megan's like, I'm going to keep fishing. I'm like, do whatever you want.
Megan,
so then
we kept
fishing.
I caught one. Well, then
caught the biggest
one. We've got a bunch. I'm just going to keep going to try to catch a big one. And you cannot put them back there.
Oh, correct. You have to keep what you catch.
You have to keep what you catch because they don't want you putting a fish back and it dies. And then, you know,
biosecure area.
It's biosecure. You're taking these fish to eat them, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So here I am over at a different pond. I walk to a different pond and I'm fishing and I've got this one trout that I can see with my polarized glasses and it's huge. Yeah, I mean, the one I caught was probably 20 inches. I mean, it was big. And I was isolating that one and I kept casting right and like teasing it right over his nose, trying to get him to bite and he wouldn't bite. And finally I ticked him off enough that he bit. And the thing comes in, I'm reeling it in and it's flipping and flopping, you know, cause you're using these little closed face Zebco rods out there. I mean, everybody uses them. You gotta use the rods.
Fun.
It was so fun. So fun. And I'm by myself on this pond and this thing flops off of my line right in the muck at the edge of the,
so I'm down in
my knees, elbow deep in muck, trying to catch a slippery trout. And I mean, it's spattering up into my face.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm thinking, God darn it. You got to impress.
I hope somebody saw this.
You need to impress these people with the biggest fish. No, they were on a different pond.
I didn't see him actually catch his fish. But when I looked up and saw Joel walking down the roadway to the pond where we were at, he's all muddy and he's got a fish and he kind of looks a little bit defeated, but also super happy. And he comes up to us and his pole is all messed up and he's got this big
my
trout.
Pole broken.
He's got mud all over
his arms.
We're like, how did you get mud on all fours? It was just a whole thing. And then he looks at us and he's like, I think it's time to go. Like, I think we have enough fish. Or you look at me, you're like, I'm done fishing.
Oh my gosh! Well, that's my weekly Wisco too. And I also rescued a turtle out of the road today. That was fun. So, he gave me a run for his money.
Hey! Oh, jeez!
Oh, wow!
Hey, folks, love having you. This is Raised in Wisco.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication.
Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good time roll.
Let the good times roll on your Civic Media station throughout Wisconsin. 23 of all of them. 23 of them in all. That's what I meant to say. I got a little into it. I got very excited there. This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is the one I am fortunate enough to sit across from. And usually we're fortunate to sit across from Ellie Lawton. Of course, we don't always know.
Hey, sounds like a your problem, not my problem.
We don't always know what's going to come out of her mouth, but I guess that's fair for Danielle as well.
I am the gift that continues to give. Full of surprises.
That is a fact. Yep. Jacob is in the fishbowl running the joint for us today. We're in Racine.
Woohoo! Yeah,
for the show. But we love you listening all across Wisconsin at 11 a.m. on Saturdays to Raised in Wisco with me, Joel Clayfish, Danielle Fairman, and our certified electronic chef.
Electronic Whoa. Chef?
Yeah, for those of you goofy. Who are just listening, our first experiment here on Raised in Wisco with AI is our chef, Ellie Lawton. So she sounds very real. She comes up with fantastic recipes, but she's actually AI.
Yeah, she does not exist.
And it's very impressive.
Wait,
to me.
Wait, is AI short for an idiot?
Artificial intelligence.
I'm familiar. Wait, I'm having a glitch.
There's a glitch in the matrix,
I'm
folks.
I'm glitching out.
And I have to say, that AI generation, those tattoos look very real.
Yes.
Very realistic.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Mark that down, folks, in your calendar. The shortest answer Ellie's ever given.
Have you ever been speechless, AI Ellie?
Yeah.
This is about as close as it gets.
Yes. It's fake, though.
I'm Raised in Wisco. We do our weekly Wiscos. That's our time in the outdoors. And we were just having a great reminiscing about fishing at Rushing Waters. If you've never fished in your life, get out to Rushing Waters and give them a shot. Look, they're not a paid sponsor or anything like that. We just had a fantastic time.
Yeah, I wasn't done telling about mine, but that's okay. You covered a lot of it.
Well, anyway.
Oh, it's the AI. I'm sorry. She goes crazy.
Jacob,
sometimes.
Would you mind adjusting the AI on the insult knob? Turn it down.
My
a
mic
little
will
bit.
Now be off the rest of the day.
Right away, sir.
Thank you, Jacob. Please continue of your story at Rushing Waters, because most of the time I wasn't with you and Megan as
yeah,
you guys you
were rolling
catch
down
fish.
In the mud,
fall,
catching
the
fish
water.
With your hands.
I have to tell you, never did I realize how slippery. One of those
fish
little
was?
Trout
oh,
in particular.
So slippery.
And covered in the muck. I mean, it was right in the muck on the edge.
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I just wanted to say about, you know, our time there. It was so wonderful. It was a beautiful day. The property is beautiful. People can go out. They have a lovely deck at the one pond, a place where you can sit and relax in the shade or the sun. It's just a great experience. So people should definitely go out if you have never been fishing. And you want to go catch a trout to take home to prepare for your family, please go there. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And again, they're not paying us to say this. The property is fantastic. They have great meats and cheeses and jams, mustards, all sorts of stuff in the shop. So it's pretty cool. Go
I'll
check
be
it
honest.
Out.
One of the cool things about it, too, is it's not very expensive.
Not at all. I mean, Joel, we had a whole bunch of fish. I mean,
We so must many. Have had 12 trout. We must have had 3 or 4, condiment jars, a case of beer.
Yeah,
a couple
I got some Wisconsin
sodas,
toffee.
Some toffee. Ooh. And the whole bill was substantially under 100, like $80.
Yeah.
I
mean, what? Really?
Yeah, really wow. reasonable.
And the storefront there is really cool because the majority of the products are from Wisconsin.
Even better then.
So yeah. Supports our lovely state, small local business.
Yeah, that's
actually
a great...
they're not so small anymore.
No,
they
no,
have a fantastic
not.
Trout program.
They really do. And they used to have a restaurant. I hope they get that up and running. My weekly Wisco was I saw a turtle crossing.
Wait, you have another weekly Wisco?
No, I was just finishing mine.
Oh,
okay. Like you were
the
finishing
turtle.
Your rushing.
I don't know
story.
If we were allowed to now or not.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Raised in Wisco with your host, Ellie Lawton.
Sir, I think you should be able to have as many as you want, boss.
Hey, aww. That's right. Jacob, get in the studio.
Yeah, what was your
I need
weekly
some
Wisco?
Backup support. What do you got for a weekly
Wisco?
Wait, no,
finish the turtle.
I want to hear about the turtle.
Well, I was going to say, I was a little frustrated because he was not crossing at a turtle crossing, and I didn't know why he wouldn't do that. But so I went out and I picked him up, but I evidently
put him
on the wrong side of the road.
You did.
I thought you were supposed to put him back where they came from because that's where their home
you
is.
Go we should probably do some research.
Research.
I thought it was always the direction they were going. Take them there.
Well, that I guess
I
that
mean, they're
sounds
going
more logical.
There. So, yeah.
All right, Jacob, what do you got?
I had a terrible Wisconsin experience because I went to my little brother's Jackson and Lincoln's graduation parties for middle school and elementary school, respectively.
Hmm.
That's great, but I thought it was in Wisconsin. It turned out it was on the surface of the sun. Because good Lord, was it hot out.
Oh my gosh, that is a fact. Oh, I'm so excited. You know, we do culinary every week here on Raised in Wisco, and I'm very excited about it. I don't know what Chef Lawton's got in store, but I want to talk about, I'm also going to do some culinary. We might start it a little early because I want to talk about how easy it was to prepare those trout. I mean, what are you laughing at?
If you guys,
I have another recipe you could talk about.
Let's hear it. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Turtle soup, since you put it in the wrong
one. Oh, I love turtle soup.
And a topic I want to cover when we come back that I've heard in the past people question very much, and I'm interested to hear what these guys think about it, is how can you be both a hunter and an animal lover? And I think that is worth talking
wonderful.
About. That is
You're
a great
thing.
Oh, slow down.
Oh, holding.
Hold that thought.
This is the Danielle and Ellie show.
That's the tease. It really is. Folks,
sorry,
this
boss.
Is the Danielle and Ellie show.
The D show.
Also known as Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
CBS News Brief. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis says he's not going to run for a third term. The announcement followed Tillis's decision to vote against advancing President Trump's budget bill to a final Senate vote. CBS's Nicole Killian.
It was very clear that Senator Tillis would likely face a stiff challenge, especially if he were to run for re-election.
Trump says the U.S. bombing of Iran's nuclear sites a week ago completely destroyed them. But on CBS's Face the Nation, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, said Iran's nuclear program survives.
The capacities they have are there. They can have, in a matter of months, I would say, a few cascades of centrifuges.
Europe is feeling triple-digit heat, says the BBC's Guy Hedgeco in Madrid.
Sweltering temperatures across Spain and Portugal as a mass of hot air pushes up from North Africa.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the GPS directions first, before driving to the mall.
Turn right at the light. In 1,000 miles, you will reach Montreal.
Not Montreal, the mall.
Recalculating. 6,000 miles to Nepal.
No, the mall.
Checking first is smart.
Recalculating.
So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Another Brewers starting pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Back in April and May, the shorthanded Brewers went through 11 different starting pitchers. In the last week or so, they've unveiled the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, and his 100-mile-an-hour fastball, making national headlines. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Rockies 5-0. Right-hander Quinn Priester, allowing just one hit through seven scoreless innings, striking out 11 batters. GM Matt Arnold and the team scouts predicted Priester could become a starter. Pat Murphy said, at first, he had his doubts.
Matt Arnold in our front office predicting that this was the guy. And when I first saw him, I remember him a little bit when I saw him in Colorado. And then when I saw him again, and the next time he pitched, I'm like, ugh, this is a project. And then 11 more times, our pitching staff, pitching coaches, and the players on the staff embraced this guy and allowed him to grow.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms with a low around 65. For Monday, partly sunny, highs near 80, an afternoon storm possible. Clearing out Monday night with a low around 60 degrees. Sunny and breezy for Tuesday, highs near 80, 82 Wednesday.
Currently 75 degrees.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm a friend, you have seen nothing. There's a way to argue.
shop for everything in the great outdoors, the great state of Wisconsin, raised in Wisco. Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop. My name's Joel Clayfish. I like to consider myself the shopkeeper of the one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors.
Go.
Look at her. Look at Ellie's mind just churning for like a funny insult that I said that. I go, the shopkeeper.
It wasn't churning. It was just organizing all of them that are already in my head.
Wow, what a surprise. Wah, wah. Hey, folks, if you want to listen to Raised in Wisco, we'd love you to do that. 11 o'clock on Saturdays on all your civic media stations throughout the state of Wisconsin. No matter where you are in Wisconsin and a lot of the bordering states, you can hear Raised in Wisco on your civic media stations from a city nearby. Danielle, if they miss the show live, where can they find it?
You can listen to us on Facebook, Facebook Live to be precise. You can see our beautiful faces.
Yeah.
Our AI Ellie.
Woo!
Woohoo! Yes. You can also listen to us on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music.
Yeah, that's awesome. I want to talk about a subject that I have gotten into in the past with non-hunters. And folks who are listening to the show, I want to be clear. This show, Raised in Wisco, is not for you if you are a hunter or if you are an angler or a fisherman or if you are a cook or a chef or if you are a rock climber or if you are a camper or if you are an outdoors person of any type. This show is for any and all of the things in the great outdoors.
Yes.
I hear very often from folks who say, I don't hunt, but I liked your recipe with this. Can I substitute this meat? I don't fish, but this lake, I walked around it or hiked around and it was beautiful. I don't really mountain climb, but I went to Devil's Lake and it was unbelievable. So please, I promise you, you're going to chuckle because we have pretty stiff senses of humor in this room and we laugh a lot.
A lot.
But you're probably going to learn some things too along the way because the three of us in this room, Danielle Fairman, Ellie Lawton, and I have spent a great amount of our lives. We're all Wisconsinites. We've all spent a great many years in Wisconsin's outdoors learning the pros, the cons, the do's, the don'ts, the things that work and the things that don't. So that's what's fun for us. One of the things I encounter from non-hunters once in a while is, well, you're a hunter. You cannot be an animal lover.
Yep. I hear that often as
I
well.
I hear that often.
And that is unbelievably frustrating to me. I'm just going to give kind of my quick viewpoint of that, but I'm really interested to hear you, Danielle and Ellie, talk about your perspective. My perspective is this: without hunters in Wisconsin, without hunters and anglers, fisher people, there is no very, very little, if any, conservation efforts by the state that go on. Populations of wild game. Because look, we're people. Mm-hmm. We intrude on animals' occupancies.
Yes.
We intrude in there. We take down farm fields and build subdivisions. Mm-hmm. We take down trees and build homes. We take down entire forests and build corporate centers. We, as part of Manifest Destiny, expand the human footprint. And I'm not going to get all wacky about the footprint and environmental issues. My point is, when you take away habitat, you have to either replace it somewhere else or in addition, not or, it's not an or, it's an and. You have to be cognizant of where those wild populations exist. Because when wild populations grow in the suburbs or grow in an area that doesn't have enough food for that wild population, you start getting starvation and disease in those wild communities.
Yeah.
So culling or making sure there's a healthy population versus an overpopulation of wild animals is healthy for the species. That has absolutely nothing to do with how much I love my dog, how much I love seeing baby geese, goslings, or ducklings walking that I will get. If I see him walking across the road, I will stop traffic to let him cross. So I don't see a contradiction there. Do you guys?
Well, I always hear that people think that we are just there to kill the animals. That's it.
Yeah.
Like nothing else. We're just there to shoot them and then, or unalive them, I should say.
Well, you can say shoot on the radio.
Okay. Yeah.
And that we just want to shoot them and that's it. So be it. Like, doesn't matter what happens afterwards. And that just really upsets me because I have closed down an on-ramp on a freeway to rush baby geese in a whole family of geese.
Risking
off.
Your own life for
I will
family
do that
geese.
Every single solitary time.
That's
they're
not
still
exactly
living
smart,
in,
but,
I mean,
but yes,
it's not.
I know
it's not,
you,
but your natural instinct is to
protect,
save the animals.
Yeah.
And in the fall, you're going to go hunt geese and you're going to be grateful for every harvest you make or you take. And you're going to take that product home and you're going to turn it into a lovely meal to nourish your family.
Mm-hmm. That, you know what? You hit on something right there, Ellie, that I want to talk about for a second. Very often, the same people are hypercritical of hunters. The same people are wearing leather shoes, mm-hmm. are eating a burger at McDonald's. And I also want to be clear about this. There is a definite place and an honor among all men and humanity in farming. Okay. I have a great deal of respect for farmers. I have a great deal of, I think that they hold a place of honor and prestige in Wisconsin, but, and the but doesn't exclude. So in addition, I shouldn't say, but in addition to farmers supplying protein sources, if you're going to go and eat a hamburger, that is an animal that is born to be raised, to be killed. Mm-hmm. A hunter is hunting an animal that's wild its whole life and then gets whacked one day. And this is where the crux of it is for me. Has to end up on a dinner plate.
Yeah.
Because killing for sport ruins it for everybody.
Yeah.
So I Chef Lawton, we didn't kind of hear your take on this.
That's because I have a lot going in my brain. And I think I could personally talk about this for about, I don't know, 2 days straight, because I've personally...
Well, you're a farmer.
Born and raised dairy and grain farm kid. I was raised to appreciate every single animal, whether it's the one hooked up to the milking machine or the squirrel outside. My dad always had the rule that if my brother and I were in the woods being dumb and we hit an animal with our BB guns, we would get the BB gun taken away or we'd have to eat the animal. I mean, we never harvested an animal that we didn't use to its full potential.
Yes. At any given time, I'm wearing parts of the animal. I have part of an animal I harvested in my butt pocket right now.
Yep.
And I've eaten that animal and I wear them on my shoes. What's confusing to me is the contradictive way some people look at it. They, you know, you drive a car, you're driving a car that's got tires on it. Those tires are made from petroleum. That's from dead animals.
Yeah. I want to go back to your original point that you were making, how we're conservationists. Without us, I mean, you're talking about the land that's cleared for houses and buildings, restaurants, coffee shops, right? Everything. Without us, who is there to nourish and maintain these wild animal populations and the lands that they are ultimately pushed to? Without us, who does it? I don't know who that would be because nobody else is doing it right now.
That is an actually really good point because the Pittman-Robertson Fund, every single bullet or shotgun shell or piece of ammunition that is sold, a portion of that money goes to the Pittman-Robertson Fund.
Yes, it does.
Which is for preservation of lands for animals.
Yes, and we've talked about that on the show before. And if that's not there, a lot of us who hike, I'm a big hiker. I mean, I don't just go out to the public lands to hunt. I hike, I ride my horses. Those properties are not going to be maintained if you don't have those funds coming in from us people who are hunting. So it's a weird line for a lot of people that don't hunt. They still go out and enjoy those properties, but they need us. I mean, that's a straight fact.
If we disappeared, there'd be many, many people complaining about the disarray in the culture of wild animals in Wisconsin. That's a fact.
Wild animals
and their habitat.
And your places for outdoor activities. Your parking lots are not maintained. Your boat launches are not maintained.
Your trails.
You have deer overpopulated, underfed, and sick and getting hit by cars every day. Your insurance rates go up, right? Like, all of these things are so interconnected, and it's so important for us to have these conversations because then we can understand each other.
Yeah, I want to talk, and this is an awkward segue, but I want to talk about our Facebook for a second. Megan Salazar is going to be helping us out with more updates and upgrades on the Facebook page. We're going to be changing our logo for Raised in Wisco. Go to the Facebook page, Raised in Wisco, follow it, and give us your suggestions. One of the really fun things that we like to do on the show is talk about what listeners ask us about or what listeners want to learn about. The three of us in this room are all researchers. So we will find the answers if we don't know it right off the bat. Our combined probably nearly 70 years of combined experience in the outdoors in this room, we've encountered some, you know, very interesting scenarios. Go to our Facebook page, take a look at it, and send us your messages, your questions, your inquiries, or tell us what you think we're doing right. And feel free to tell us what we're doing wrong. Those we won't talk about on the... No, we probably would anyway.
And send us your knowledge because we love to learn.
Yes. And you know what I've always said is if you're not learning, you're dead. So make sure that if you don't squash that part of your mind that allows for new information to come in. You know, I just turned 46 years old last week, 2 weeks ago. And... why do you always call me on that? I just turned 54 years old the other day, and I will tell you the most exciting thing about my life is adventure and learning. And there are so many opportunities. There is really no greater state in the United States than Wisconsin to practice a variety of things. We are surrounded by Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. We have the mighty Mississippi going down one side of our state, and we have more inland lakes per capita than any other state in the nation. So suck it, Minnesota. You can have your license plate all you want, but the reality of it is we have more bodies of water here. And for those who live in Wisconsin, a lot of us are water babies. There's no doubt about it. So don't be afraid to learn. Keep that brain open, because, and don't be afraid to help us learn. I'm excited because we're going to talk food, and that is always one of my favorite dishes. And what is Raised in Wisco at the end of the day?
A cooking show.
Danielle,
you left me hanging there.
You were so excited. You did.
I'm always excited.
Well, the chef thinks it's a cooking show, no doubt about it. Okay, you guys are really, really bad. This is Raised in Wisco.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Civic Media. You're listening to Raised in Wisco.
Should we be timing this? There's a door there. What is happening?
And I'm the AI problem.
Your one-stop shop for the great outdoors of Wisconsin. Listen, I have very good diaphragm control.
I can tell. Okay?
Your face is a little red.
Goes back from my singing days. I may have a heart attack. So just be ready for that. On the outset, that could happen.
We'll grab the AED.
Where you come to not only have fun, but learn about the outdoors of Wisconsin and cooking. We cannot forget cooking.
Yay.
But first, as we conclude June birthday month,
I mean,
this is June birthday month. Danielle Fairman's birthday.
Your birthday, Joel Clayfish.
Joel Clayfish's birthday. Megan Salazar, contributor to the show.
It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Megan. And our good friend and repeat customer, George Ermert.
Don't you mean your best friend?
I'm his best friend.
George Ermert is your best friend.
Okay, I'm not getting into this again.
Happy birthday, George.
Happy birthday to George Ermer, who had his birthday a couple days ago. George, it was very weird. I got a no caller ID call the other day, and I always answer. When you have kids,
you answer stuff.
Yeah. Because if it's a weird...
Danielle, we wouldn't know about that.
We would not know
about
that.
If it says spam risk, I don't answer. But if it's a no caller ID, it could be a police station. I used to get a lot of those calls in the media days. It would say no caller ID. Because the police don't want, you know, if they're trying to catch a bad guy, they don't want them knowing it's the police calling and all the rest. Anyway, and I get this call, and it rings, and it's no caller ID, and I pick it up, and I said, hello, this is Joel, and I hear, I'm your number one fan.
Whoa, that's creepy.
And I said, George.
George,
it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Were you watching Misery again? The movie Misery.
He's just missing you. I'm your number one fan.
He really
is. We do love George.
How many times a day do you guys talk?
George and I?
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, we talk a lot when he makes breakfast. I mean...
Oh, he makes you breakfast?
That's
adorable.
That's a joke, Ellie. Okay. We talk so much that we have breakfast together. Now, George and I talk quite a bit. George is the on the board for the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. We're working together on some legislation for Sandhill Cranes. But even though they're delicious, let's talk about food today. And I really want to put in there, when you catch a trout, all you have to do is slit the belly and you can take the entrails right out the middle and cook it. Stuff the belly and cook it just like that. Mm, it's so
wonderful.
Easy. So easy and so delicious. What are we talking about this week for food, Chef Lawton?
Well, it is officially too hot to start the oven in the kitchen.
I'm on board with you with that.
I don't care. The AC is cranked in my house. I'm not turning the oven on. So I meandered out to my garage the other night and said, ooh, grill or Blackstone. I went Blackstone, but, both these recipes, super quick and easy. You can make on the grill or Blackstone. I've done them both ways. We're talking about charcuterie pizza.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
Charcuterie pizza. Okay.
Charcuterie pizza. So we'll get to that and all the toppings and everything I do to make that. And then dessert is quick and easy. So we'll go over that first.
Dessert charcuterie?
No, peaches on the Blackstone or the grill.
Really? Either one. I don't think that many people think about that.
So this is, it's peach season, right?
Yes,
and if you
is.
Go to one of the farmers markets, I was just at the Oconomowoc Farmers Market, and we are blessed to have the Georgia peach truck come there.
Oh, I love the summer. Georgia peach truck.
Their you know what they call the Georgia peaches in Georgia?
Peaches.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Good
you know
one.
What they call Chinese food in China?
Food.
Okay.
About these peaches.
I would assume they call it something Chinese.
They probably do.
All right. Well, Joel's going to do his dad joke recipes.
No, go ahead, please.
So I went and got the amazing peaches. I left them on my counter for 2 days. They were perfectly ripe. Cut them in half, took the pit out, tossed them in a little brown sugar.
Ooh.
And then on the Blackstone, if I do it on the grill, I toss them in melted butter, brown sugar and cinnamon, and then I put them on the grill. But with the Blackstone, I tossed them in brown sugar, and then I threw a stick of butter on the Blackstone.
What was that?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Chad Kreitlow.
On Monday, Jeff Mandel from Law Forward on suing Elon Musk in order to prevent backdoor bribery of voters by billionaires.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Debate has now resumed in the Senate after a 16-hour delay caused by Democrats forcing the clerks of the Senate to read President Trump's budget bill in its entirety out loud. The Republican-controlled Senate's been working all weekend, racing to pass the bill and get it to the president to sign by July 4th. Idaho Republican Mike Crapo.
Only in Washington, D.C. is the refusal to raise your taxes an increase in the deficit. And we're not going to let that happen.
The bill contains about $3.8 trillion in tax cuts. Michigan's Gary Peters and other Senate Democrats are unanimous in opposition to the legislation.
This bill will blow up our national debt, kick millions of people off of their health care, and take food off of families' tables while cutting.